Bank of Cardiff, this is Nick.
Nick, it's Jeff.
Hey, Jeff. I was just going to call you, actually.
Well, cool.
Just settling into my office right now. All right. Let me, give me 1 second here and let me pull up my notes from yesterday. All right. Okay. So, looks like here we had, five trucks, a cargo van, and then a,
four trucks and a cargo van.
Okay. Maybe we can, go through these quotes together and I can, because I went through everything and I found four different prices, or six different, let's see, one, two, three, four, five, six.
There was one truck that they quoted two options on, and I hope I didn't put that in there.
It makes sense, because I know on the application you had 153, I think, totaled up as the...
Yeah.
All right, there we go. So...
The van is 26...
26.5, about, right?
Yeah.
And then... We had a Colorado.
There should only be one Colorado.
Yeah, 24,900 about. And then there was the GMC Canyon SL Extended Cab for.
No, that's it. Yeah. Well, how much? Which one was the cheaper of those two?
Between the Colorado
Canyon
and the
Canyon.
The GMC Canyon was 23,600.
Okay. That's the one we was going with. Colorado, we're not taking.
Okay, gotcha. Perfect.
They sent me both of those, and I just went with the cheaper. It's the same damn truck. One of them's got one name on it, and the other one's got another name. That's it. I said, well, shoot, for $1,000, I own a GMC myself, so, yeah.
No, they're good cars, of course. I had a question. It looks like you're adding a cab.
No, 30, it's a flatbed.
Flatbed.
That 3,500 is just the body and the frame and the body, and then they put the bed on it. It's a stake bed.
Okay, perfect.
GM just doesn't do that, so they go out and get somebody to do it.
Oh, okay, perfect. All right.
So what it is, the 3,500 will be a stake bed, which is a flat bed with side rails. And it's dual wheel. Let me make sure. Yep.
Okay. All right, and so, you know, when we do vehicle finance and equipment financing, basically what I do is I write up a justification to underwriting for it. So I explain why, you know, we're buying these vehicles. So, I mean, we're obviously bringing on a lot of vehicles right now. Is this something you do every so often? You go out and get, you know, 5 to 8 vehicles every 10 years or...
I don't usually do 5. We usually do about 3. The difference being here, we haven't done none in a while. The economy has been so crappy. And our industry has been somewhat depressed. But it's leveled out. We're doing a lot better. Profit margins are up. And I need it, the 3,500. Typically, I'd just be buying a couple salesman's vehicle, maybe a delivery truck. But we're needing the 3,500 and the van for deliveries. It's been so long since I've replaced any that we're replacing the whole fleet, basically. Well, not actually the whole fleet. I've got 15 vehicles now. We're just replacing 5 of them.
Okay, hold on.
Now, if it's going to be a problem, I can go to my bank. I just told you I'd give you a shot at it.
Yeah, no, there's no problem. It's the same thing. any underwriter is just like, oh, okay, why are we buying them? And then just
three of them are for sale. Three of them are for salesmen.
Okay.
And all right, the two pickups and the Canyon GMC are for salespersons. And the trucks I've got now have 285, 300,000 on its time. And the van and the 3500 are delivery vehicles.
Got it. Okay. And you normally go to your own bank to finance these?
Yeah, I've done it either way. I've went to, now I'll be honest with you, I'm looking at Wilmar. We've used Wilmar in the past. We just lease them on residual leases. Residual leases are okay. They just, you got to come up with that cash 5 years down the road because it's usually a 10% or, and that's usually what I do is a 10% residual. And at the end of 5 years, you pay it out. But the lease don't help me that much. I mean, you can write the whole thing off on depreciation. So, and the lease, you're writing the same amount off. I've heard the arguments both ways. I just have a tendency to like buying. That's not saying I wouldn't, but Wilmar's looking at it too.
Yeah, no, I saw on your credit that you were, someone else was looking at it, and I figured it was for the trucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we could do leases if that's the way you want it to go. I was thinking more of an EFA, I was thinking more of a traditional financing agreement.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. We just like to be, dot our I's and cross our T's.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're getting everything from, let's see here.
Ben Minette,
yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
That's where I bought my last vehicles, and they've serviced me well and done real well. That's another thing. If I go with the Wilmar lease, I have to go to, well, I don't have to, but they asked me to use the dealership they use. And it's hard asking a dealership you didn't buy vehicles to service them thoroughly. I know they'll do it, but, you know how it is.
Yeah, that can be a bit awkward.
And they're close. We're by there every day. If there's an issue, we can pop in there and get something fixed.
Yeah. Okay. And let's see here. I think. All right. Yes, it's pretty straightforward. Yeah. Hopefully, by the end of the day, we have an answer for you. But if not, it'd be first thing Monday morning.
All right. Now, I'm going to be in Portland, Oregon, Monday, but I will be able to get email.
Okay.
So, you can call me on my cell phone, 704-438-3500.
Okay. Oh, I did have a question. For your business location, do you rent or own that space?
I own it.
Okay. Do you still have a mortgage on it?
Yep.
Okay. How much is your monthly note?
Hold on. I think it's around 4. It's 12 acres and 24,000 square foot building. Valued at somewhere around $1 million.
Did you always own this business?
No. I went to work for them when I was 18 in 1978. It was incorporated in 1973, and I bought it in the year 2000.
Nice.
I've owned it 14 years.
You don't hear stories like that anymore, I'll tell you that much.
It was kind of funny when I borrowed it, the money to buy it. I didn't have to borrow it all, but I borrowed a good portion of it. The banker called me back. And he said, I got your resume and your business plan. Is this really true? Yeah. He said, this is the only place you've ever worked? I said, yeah. He said, nobody does that no more. I said, no, they don't.
Yeah, I'm actually, it's funny, I'm working with a dentist right now. He's been a dentist for 40 years, and he's starting a new business. He just doesn't want to do it another day, you know? It's
yeah.
And that's like the last of the Mohicans right there is guys like him and you. Like, but even he's changing pace now, you know. He's, God, he's 65 years old, and he's like, you know what? No more. And he's starting this, it doesn't matter. It's just like sleep medicine thing. But anyway, it's interesting. It's just a fascinating thing. And now when you talk to the younger guys out here starting businesses, they have maybe two or three small businesses that are all doing something completely different. And, you know, there's just no longevity, and you don't hear about it anymore.
Well, this world we live in is kind of a small world, too. We deal with power plants and paper mills. That's what we specialize in. If you look at my website.
Yeah, I was actually on it yesterday. That was really interesting.
Yeah. It's
7,118.55.
Okay. Yeah. I owe a little over four on it.
Yeah, no problem.
We added a building about 5 years ago. That's the only originally we owed $217,000, and then we refinanced and added the building. Actually, back before everything got ugly, right before the 9/11 crash.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. If I'd have known that, I would damn sure wouldn't have added to the building then, but... you know, hindsight's 2020, but we weathered it. We come through it, and you know, our problem was there was so many people got into our industry that profit margins were just not there for a while. People was giving it away just to swap cash, and I don't do that. I try not to. I had to some, but it was only just to adjust our inventory and get it moved around where we needed to be. And now the industry's come back. And basically, it's out of attrition because they've let so many units go for so long that now they're having to do the work. And we got a good 10-year run here that will be a good boom. Plus, they're looking in green energy, so they're doing other things and building new projects, and that's helping. So,
nice.
Looks good. Forecast looks good anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw you you'd worked with, I know we talked about this back in January. You like to use Can Capital, New Logic.
Yep.
For capital, and I saw you had a quarter spot loan too. Was that part of it? You just were starting to kind of expand a little bit and just needed some capital?
Yeah, well, I had an opportunity to do some stuff this spring, and we're bringing on a new salesman and opening up another area, and that's where part of that was. Just some quick cash.
Gotcha. All right, Jeff, I know you're a busy man. I could talk to you all day. I don't know if you remember. I used to live in North Carolina. I think I told you that before. But
Yeah, you did. That's the reason. I don't know why I remembered it when I got ready to do this. And I said, well, I called Wilmar, and I said, I'm going to give that old boy a shot. And I hate to put all my eggs in the bank basket. You know, y'all are a different type bank than the traditional bank.
Yeah.
I hate traditional banks. I just literally despise them. They want all your business, and they're good to you when things are going good. And if the economy gets ugly, they get ugly. And I ain't into that. We're in this together. This is my only income.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to keep this thing going, and in order to do that, I got to pay my bills. And you know, you guys, you're going to get your money back. It's just banks are just weird.
It's terrible. That's what, you know, I hear it all day long. I talk to people that have been using Wells Fargo for 20 years. It's where their business accounts have been. It's where they've bought financed equipment. And 20 years in, they tell them, no, we're not going to finance this for you this year. Or, you know, it just, they can't understand it because it doesn't make sense. You've always paid your bills on time, and you've never missed a payment for any equipment you've had for your business. And now all of a sudden you just won't do it.
Yeah, they don't care. So, you know, yeah, at one time they were slinging money out both britches legs. Now, you know,
yeah,
it's actually, though, the bank I talked to him the other day had told me, he said, oh, yeah, we'd love to do this for you. I think they're starting to get hungry again, but the federal government's kind of holding them back a little bit. So, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a weird situation right now because corporate loan defaults are the same numbers they were in 2009, and you're talking about, you know, $100 to $500 million a year companies defaulting on their loans, the same number of loans in 2009. So it's just a scary situation where, you know, who knows what's coming, but I know they want to lend the money, but they can't. And then they have, I talked to, you know, people that are partners in banks, in traditional banks, and they tell me that we have a surplus inventory, but we can't, because of their investors and whatnot, they can't be less conservative.
Right.
So the people who that qualify for the money don't want it, you know, or don't have a plan for it. And everyone else who wants the money and has a plan, they can't give it to.
Well, you know, I've always tried to make sure I kept enough assets and inventories, and I make sure I keep kind of a good balance on it, where if something does happen, I can pay everybody off and walk away for this thing. So we've tried to do that anyway, and the type of equipment we got holds its value. So
that's that's the thing I was looking at. I mean, that's just a good business to be in. I mean, I think it's great. But anyway, Jeff, again, like I said, I could talk your head off all day, but I'll let you get back to work.
Your thoughts are what on the loan?
Well,
do you see an issue?
I don't see any issues. I think I saw here your credit, your personal credit was, you know, it was about, I think, let me see here before I say the wrong number, because I look at so many credit scores all day.
710-728. I know Experian 728.
Nah, Jeff, I got it 643.
Yeah, see, I don't understand how y'all get different numbers. If I pull it, it just said it this morning, 728. And the reason I said that is because Experian sent me a thing that says your credit score has went up. And I thought, went up? I didn't do nothing.
Who are you using a certain app for that score? Is that off your credit card app or something?
I'm using Experian.
Experian, because that's who we use.
That's what it said, was 728 this morning.
Because this is just from yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll email this to you so you have it, just to compare.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Yeah, I'll send this right now to you. I'll get this submitted. so just to confirm, you know, you're looking for 100% financing, right?
Yes.
Okay.
If we need to, we can come up with some.
Okay. And then, you know, traditional 5-year term for you?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Perfect. All right, I'll get to work.
Okay, buddy.
Thanks, Jeff. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, man.